2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Get outside. This is KSL Outdoors.
Brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals.
2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure.
KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes
on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good time to remind you that the program is sponsored every week by Trax Power Sports and Bear River Lodge, and the man behind it, Roger Eggett. I never know when we connect on the phone where I might find you, because you're usually between business locations somewhere. But my guess is you're headed up to the cabins this morning or no?
I'm actually right here at Bear River Lodge, and I'm looking at about 30 side-by-sides in our parking lot. I don't know why they're all here, but they're all here, and it excites me. It looks like they're going for a big ride.
You know, Becky and I, we met Mike Navadomskis, who does the show with me, and we'll be on with Fish Bites coming up here in a minute. We met he and his wife up in Morgan and over the weekend, and I haven't spent much time up there, but, boy, that is such a nice place, such a great part of our state, and always has cooler temperatures, and you've got some great Trax rides that are coming up. And I bring up Morgan because you've got a Trax location there too.
Yeah, we do have a Trax location in Morgan. I live in Morgan. Morgan is beautiful. And we have, so, you know, we do Trax rides, which we get a group together. We meet at Bear River Lodge, and we go out and show the group our favorite places in the forest. And our Trax ride coming up is July 31st. We're going to do that. And if people want to come experience the National Forest, they need to jump in this ride and come on with us.
So where are you going to go?
Well, you're going to go up over Mount Elizabeth. So it's about a 10-mile ride up the North Slope Road, but we don't take the road, of course. We've got trails, so we'll go up over Mount Elizabeth, which is at 10,000 feet, and then we drop down into the Black Fork River. We do the river crossing. It's going to be spectacular. And the thing about Trax rides, if people aren't familiar with them, it's open to anyone. You can bring your own machines, and if you don't have a machine, you can rent one of ours that day for half off. So we cut everyone a deal, and we give away free prizes. We give away swag bags. We just want to go explore the forest and show it to our friends. So it's a great opportunity for people who have their own machines or don't to come join us and come explore.
Yeah, and if you don't have your own machine, you simply rent one from Trax. It really is a great idea. And here's the other thing, and I'm sure you found this in your conversations with people that have jumped in line with you. Some people are hesitant to go explore new areas because they're afraid of getting lost. And I always, one of the reasons we love to come up to Bear River Lodge with the family, particularly in the winter, is because this is your backyard. And you know every peak and every tree and every turn, and we don't have to stress about it. And that's one of the attractions of these Trax rides.
Yeah, Tim, I've got to be honest with you. I lost a bunch of people last year.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that. And I was surprised you actually admitted it publicly.
So on one of the Trax rides last year, Jamie told me, now make sure everyone understands the rule. When we come to a fork in the road, you wait for the person behind you so they can see where we turn. Well, we had over 50 machines on that ride that day. And the fifth guy in line decided to keep coming and not wait.
Oops.
And so 45 people went on their own. And the guy didn't know he was leading the ride because he didn't know they turned off. And so he goes faster trying to catch the person in front of him. And he's just chasing nobody.
Yeah.
And so took me a couple hours. I rounded them all up.
That is a basic rule in hiking, mountain biking, snowmobiling, ATV. You always wait for the guy behind you to see that you made the right turn. I also saw video, speaking of Jamie, she was posting videos yesterday on social media of the girls headed out in the Jeep, headed up to East Canyon. People may not remember, you've got a spot up there to do rentals right on the water.
Yeah, if you want to go up and ride the personal watercraft at East Canyon, we have machines right on the water. It's fun. So lots of people went up for the holiday weekend, last weekend, and but they're open every day. We've got a half a dozen machines right on the water. Just drive up to the reservoir, go down to the Trax location, and go ride your machine. So that's fun. But I got her dropped the website for Trax Rides. TRAX Rides, RIDES. So TraxRides.com. People can sign up for the ride. And if they want a machine, it's half off, or bring your own machine. We're going to have a blast. It's July 31st, so I want to make sure people know how to register for that. It is free, and it is fun.
Well, and here's the other thing. You're going to discover new areas that you'll fall in love with if you've always, or maybe you're just a short-time owner of a side-by-side, and then you expand slowly but surely your knowledge of these areas, and you just find more places to play in a safe way.
We do practice safety, and we go out and we take care of the environment. We stay on the trails. We show them where to ride. It's just a fun way to get out as a group. And what we find is a lot of people, like, you might have one, but your children might not have a machine, or your brother or your sister. Well, they can get introduced to the sport at half off that day. They come explore, and you bring yours, and they rent one for half off. So it's a great way to bring family and friends together.
Remind everybody what you've got in the fleet, too, because, you know, people may say, well, I'm not interested in this particular model or that kind of thing. There is something for everybody at Trax.
Yes, and thank you. That's a great point. So we have the two-seater ATVs, if you like to ride the old traditional four-wheel ATV. We have those, and we have those for single or double passenger. We have the two-seater side-by-sides, which are fun with the steering wheel, and you can talk and visit. We have the four-person side-by-side, and we even have the six-person side-by-side. So regardless of the size of your family, whether it's two, four, or six, we've got a machine for you.
I'm sure you've got stories, too, of people that have probably struck up friendships through these Trax rides, and then they have a riding buddy of their own anytime they go out.
That is true. And, you know, we've made a lot of friendships. I can't even count all the friendships I've made on these rides and up at Bear River Lodge and in Trax. It's a great community, and it's a great community of great people who enjoy getting outside and seeing the sights. You know, this morning on my drive-in, I saw a moose, I saw several deer, I saw a coyote. So it's just fun to get out and see the wildlife as well.
Yeah. Over the 4th of July weekend, one of the reasons we went up to spend some time with Navi and his wife was to float the Weber River. A bunch of old people trying to pretend we're young again on float tubes. I was a little surprised at the amount of water that was up there. So I'm always curious, particularly in the midst of all of our coverage of drought, what the water situation is up where you are.
You know, it is green as can be up here. I know they say it's high fire danger, and I'm sure it is. And it's dry, but we've had rain the past 2 weeks. But it's green. We're not building any fires, but it is green and beautiful right now.
All right. Good to know. So it's Trax, T-R-A-X, powersports.com.
Right. And, or if they want to sign up for the Trax Rides, TraxRides.com.
TraxRides.com. And remind them of the locations, even though the most convenient one, of course, is right there at Bear River Lodge.
Yeah, we have them in Bountiful, Morgan, Bear River Lodge, and East Canyon. And they just need to, if they want to trailer their machines, they can pick up at any of those locations. Or if they just want to come in to Bear River Lodge, get your machine, go to the mountains. There's no trailering. The same with East Canyon, no trailering. It's just a great opportunity to get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Well, if you stop into the one in Morgan, just a word of warning here. Personal experience, I defy you to drive away from Trax with your rental and not grab some popcorn along the way, because the smell of the popcorn and whatever else, the candy you have in that shop next door, it just drags you in.
Yeah, we share the shop with the popcorn drive-in, which is Jamie's business. There's one in Logan and one in Morgan, and I have a bag of nuts and a bag of kettle corn right here in my truck with me, so it is too tempting.
Yeah, forget the trail mix. Take the popcorn along. It really is tasty stuff. All right, buddy, thanks as always for your sponsorship of the program. Have some fun out there, and folks, if you want to go on the Trax ride, remember it is coming up July 31st, right?
That's right. Thanks, Tim. Have a great week.
Thanks, Raj. Coming up in just a minute, we'll head back out. Speaking of Navidomskus, we'll go fishing. Fish Bites is right around the corner next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Himself a woman that loved the fish. One day at the tackle shop, his dream came true, and now for everyone he catches, she catches too.
Hey, Bubba,
hey, Bubba.
She fishes better than you.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, Bubba.
Let's talk fishing for a minute. I'm happy to hear that old people floating in float tubes does not disrupt the fishing, because I felt really bad for that young couple that was there doing some fishing in a nice shady spot, by the way, when we all had to get out of our tubes and walk through the low water in a couple of places. But Navi, you said you got a full slate for us here today.
Yeah, I want to cover a lot of Utah, what's going on. I'm going to be up at Mount Hood, Oregon next week, so I won't be able to get to my dry fly class, which is coming up, assuming we still have water, has open spots, which has never been the case. It's usually sold out with a wait list, but I actually have 5 or 6 spots available. And by the way, so you know, it's the last dry fly class of my whole life. So every class that I do this year from now on, it's going to be my last one until I'm done in June of next year. Then I'm retired and I don't know where I'll be or what I'll be doing. So there it is. Give me an email, wildtrouts@AOL.com. If you want on that, you got to have already had my beginning class to be in that class. Okay, let's start up in Cache Valley there. There are two lakes that are in that valley that are just on fire, Wellsville and Cutler. Both of them are screaming hot. I mean, as high as you can rank them. And by the way, the Logan River has really turned on. The hatches have started. They're a month early, okay? So I expect hoppers to show up pretty quick. But right now you got your yellow sallies and your drakes, mostly brown, some olive, green drakes. Those are just taking them, and the cuts are lively, so the river is fishing well. Now, with everything I'm going to talk about, you need to understand that early matters. And everybody always says, we have to get up so early to go fishing. No, you have to in the summertime. That's when people like to go fishing, but throughout the year, fishing's phenomenal, and you don't have to get up early, but this is the season when you do. That's never been more true. In fact, you can catch your whole limit in 30 minutes if you're there at 4:30. Between 4:30 and 5, it's amazing, and it gets progressively worse till about 9:30 in the morning, and you're done. Let's go down to Weber County. That Goody Ski Pond, they sponsored that pond there. That is really fishing well. We're talking warm water species. We got smallies, bass, bluegill, sunfish. That's really fishing well. It used to be called the 21st Street Pond. It's fishing great. Pine View is good. Again, warm water fishery. You still got to fish it early and late. The smallies are doing great. They're still taking some tigers periodically. But you want to get up there in the lily pads in the morning. It's really doing fine. The Ogden River is also fishing great, and that's in the canyon. The canyon remains cool. So the river fish is good in the canyon between the dam and, say, Rainbow Gardens. But also South Fork is fishing fine, again, early and late, and the same hatches. If you're throwing dries, you're looking for your yellow sallies and your drakes. I expect hoppers real soon. Down in Davis County, good old Steed's Pond never fails. It's also fishing really hot. We're talking cats on the bottom, but lots of them. The kids are really having a good time there. Down in Salt Lake, and by the way, on these community ponds, let me tell you, they've increased the limits on those. In fact, trout, for sure, they don't expect those fish to make it through the summer. So look them up. They're all +2.
+2.
So anyway, and then in Salt Lake, you got the Fairmont Pond is doing great. Grandpa's Pond is doing great. Upper Mill Creek, fishing fine. If you want to hike up into the mountains. How about Lake Blanche? It's really great. That's between Little and Big Cottonwood Canyons. It's fishing really well. Also, the Draper Pond is doing good for community ponds. Again, all the limits are increased. Utah Valley, American Fork River and American Fork area is just fishing fine. Tibble Fork is fishing great. So is Silver Lake. And those are your usual suspects this time of year. The altitude kind of protects the temps a little bit. So all those upper places, if you're looking to fish, you want to get up higher the better this time of year, and we're accelerated. I think it's early July, but the fish think it's early August with the temps. So the fishing's phenomenal right now.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Everything has been moved up about 30 days because of the hot weather. I know that our reservoirs, certainly mid-level and lower level levels, as far as
yeah, water, they're done. They're,
I mean, it's bad. But I'm wondering about up along Mirror Lake Highway and some of those. Do you know?
All those are fishing great. They're hit pretty hard, but they're stocked really well.
But I mean,
and because the fish are going to make it, they've overstocked them.
The water levels.
And I want to talk about a few more if I have time.
Yeah.
But what you want to do, if you don't know what you're doing, it's fine. Get yourself one of those clear bubbles and then put it halfway full or nothing. Because or on the bottom, it three places. All the way full takes you to the bottom. Halfway full is the mid-range. Or you can drag the surface. If you're going to drag the surface real quick enough to make a small wake, and then literally any fly will work. You can just take a handful of flies. If you're throwing it underneath, you're going to need some wet flies, you know, your woolly buggers and you know, smaller stuff, prince nymphs and things. But you can't miss. Those fish eat all their calories this time of year, and then they pretty much just, you know, store it for the winter. So you're going to catch a lot of fish. I'll tell you where it's fishing good if you're fishing the UN is the North Slope. Those North Slope ponds are really good. The Smith Fork drainage, if you're a beginning fly fisherman, it's a great place to cut your teeth because you can't miss. You throw it out on the surface and wham, you're going to get hit with these gorgeous cutties and brookies. And by the way, eat the brookies. The state of Utah wants you to, but they're just delicious, and we want to protect the cuts as much as possible. Other lakes in there, Long Park is good. Brownie is good. Spirit is good. All those lakes on the north side are fishing just fine, and I suspect they will for a couple more weeks. If you want to get back down the Utah Valley, though, Wayne Bartholomew Family Pond is fishing red hot. I've never been there. Mm. Don't know a lot about it. A couple other lakes in the southern regions that are fishing good in Manti. Yearns Reservoir and the Henry – I talked about the Henry's Fork. And then over – into Park City. The Deer Valley ponds are fishing great.
Somebody.
Again, increased limits. And Wasatch State's Park Pond, also good. Also extra rainbows. Also increased limits.
Somebody get the hook. Pull this guy out of here. Catch your breath, my man.
This is when you got to get out and fish. Man. I don't know what August is going to have for us, so get out now.
By the way, up there in the Uintas, you can throw a worm, too. You don't have to throw a fly. That is your Fish Bites this morning. Hang on. We're going to take a break right after the top of the hour. Looking forward to talking with Wendy Wilson, Antelope Island State Park Assistant Park Manager. We'll talk about the lake levels. We'll also talk about how you can be safe around the bison. Stay here.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.